Welcome back to our Jonathan Brock Eagle Coach Show. Coach Mitch Angleton joining us here. Coach, on the road this week out to, I guess, Milligan, our Exeter Milligan friend, will be the opponent. They're 1-0. They beat Clarkson last week, 32-6. What do you know about EMF?
Well, we played them last year, and they're a really, really physical football team. And that's going to be the exact same thing this year. I know they got, or I believe they have a new coach. I know their previous coach had been there for many years, and I believe he retired. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it's came out. But anyways, they're a completely different challenge than Sandy Creek. You know, they're a young team. I think they only have one starter that's a senior. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, they're a new team. They're all coming together, and I mean, they might make mistakes, but we've certainly made many last week. So, but either way, they got nothing to lose. They're going to come out scrappy. Like I said, very physical, hard-nosed team, run the ball right at you out of the I formation. So overall, we got to win up front. You know, we didn't do that against Sandy Creek, so we got to do a better job of doing that. We got to read our keys and shut down their run game and try to get them out of what, you know, their comfort zone, get them passing the ball. And then overall, though, we really just got to focus on ourselves. Like I said, we didn't do our job for four quarters. And like I said, again, when you're playing the defending state champs, if you don't do your job one time, they're gonna expose you. And they certainly did that many times last week. And so that's the response. We've got to make the right response, do our job, get better at everything that we're supposed to do, control the line of scrimmage, and then see what happens.
Coach, one of the things you talked about a little bit, Exeter Milligan friend, it's not that your kids are used to getting on the bus and taking some rides. This one's not really, really bad. It's long enough, but it gives your kids a chance to get on that bus. And you said, think about what's going on, just concentrate on the bus ride out there. Sometimes that's a good thing to kind of get away, get on the bus just with your teammates and figure out what's going on here for this next game Friday night.
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime, I mean, like you said, we prefer the close drives. It's not too
right.
bad. If I remember right, it's a little over an hour, hour 20 maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime you can get some team bonding, you know, out together, we're going on a trip. We got to pull it all together, you know, in a different environment, see how we respond. I'm excited for it, you know, and again, we have to respond because, like I said, we lost Robert Gravatt due to injury, so we've got some different guys stepping in, and we're coming off a loss that, you know, a 30-point loss, which doesn't ever look good, but at times, you know, we didn't do bad. We just didn't do our job for the whole game. And so it'll be certainly a challenge, but I'm excited to see how our kids step up to that challenge. And on the road, you know, anything can happen. So, but we got to put it together. And if we do, I really like our chances. But hopefully this is just one of the next pieces down the road that we can improve and show what we really can do when we put it together.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Eagles on Friday.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
That's our Johnson Brock Coach's Show for this week.